Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
What are they saying about that? Bobby Dooley joins us. Ms. Dooley is the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. What are they saying that you know about that?
Well, I am really tired of feeling guilty about driving an SUV. People say soldiers are dying for oil. You know what? We are tired of hearing people commenting on our choice of vehicle.
What are you listening to right now? Is that the TV?
What is that, Steve? We have, we've got a satellite dish that we're pulling in Al Jazeera on.
You're watching Al Jazeera?
Yes, and there's just some images.
Just pictures of it.
Okay, so I thought it was a TV, but I can hear it's Arabic.
Is it Arabic? Yeah, my husband, it's something that he installed yesterday afternoon.
All right, what kind of car do you drive? What kind of car does your husband drive?
I drive a Cadillac ESV, and Steve has the ESC. He has the truck, and I absolutely love it. I just love it.
What are the comments you're hearing from people? You shouldn't be driving an SUV because it's a gas guzzler, and that's why we're fighting in the Middle East, that kind of thing?
Well, you know, you expect them to make a comment that is complimentary because it is an absolutely gorgeous automobile. I don't know if you're familiar with the Cadillac ESV, but it is absolutely gorgeous. But instead, you hear this. Boy, that must use an awful lot of gas. How much is the gas? Doesn't the cost of gas hurt your pocketbook, and on and on and on. And it is obviously very bigoted of them. They are trying to harass us, and we've been getting this more and more. And I think that it is almost hateful to try to make someone feel guilty because they're enjoying their life.
People are becoming, Ms. Dooley, and you might agree with this, they're becoming more concerned about the price of gas and where it's coming from. Given the fact that we're involved in this combat in the Middle East, given the fact that the price of oil is going up and the price of gasoline is up, perhaps they're noticing it.
Well, no, but the intimation is clear.
You're saying the intimation is negative.
Well, those of us who live well, the intimation is this, Phil. Let me explain it to you. People who pay attention to gas-guzzling cars, quote-unquote, okay, and I'm putting quote marks over the top of that, they resent those of us who live well, who drive large, comfortable cars. We are somehow to blame for the military involvement in the Middle East. And I realize this is so wrong-headed. And what I wanted to tell you about is what we did at our Homeowners Association.
You had a meeting of your Homeowners Association, and there was kind of a showdown, wasn't there?
No, I had Steve pass around some handouts that I had printed up over Encino Print, and we're just really sick of it.
People comment on the big cars because we realize to keep the oil flowing, we may have to use military force, and people don't want to do that anymore.
You know something, Phil? That is the job of the soldiers, to protect America, to allow us to live well. Let me repeat that because I'm reading that directly from the handout. The job of the soldier is to enable the rest of us to live well. That's what they're supposed to do. And that's what I passed out at our Homeowners Association the other night.
All right, well, I have a copy. It says here, Steve and I don't like the fact that people have made fun of us for driving SUVs, Cadillacs. They say that they use too much gasoline. But what do we have soldiers for if not to fight wars, to help us drive good cars and have good lives, end quote. Why not save those American lives, Ms. Dooley, and get us on a healthier diet of hybrids, biodiesels? Why not let those men and women live and who have to go to the Middle East to muscle the Arabs?
So what you're talking about is blood for oil.
Well, I mean, that's what it takes right now is blood for oil, absolutely.
Well, I'm totally against that. I saw a leaflet that said no blood for oil, and I agree. And
what do you mean? You just said it's soldiers' job. It's the soldiers' job to maintain the lifestyle of Americans who want to drive large SUVs, large gas-guzzling cars.
Yes, I did, and I do believe that. But when you say I'm willing to trade blood for oil, I think it sounds graphic. I don't think it's necessary. I can tell you I have a great many friends. All we are saying is this. Don't make me feel guilty about soldiers what are dead in Iraq because I live well. That's what soldiers are for. That's why they go over there. And my friend, Karen Hunt, she has a 33-year-old son who is partially disabled from the Gulf War. He was wounded. And as a result, he has difficulty feeding himself and performing basic functions. But I said to her one day, I said, you know what? I was at her home. I said, that over there, and I was pointing to her son, made that possible. And I pointed to the ESV that we had just purchased and Steve's EST. And I said, I took her by the hand, and I said, look at what that's done for us. And I think the American people have to remember that.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Should we be resenting people who are driving large gas-guzzling vehicles because, frankly, the oil that goes into them comes from a Middle East that we are involved in militarily, or is it okay to make a comment to somebody? You say it's not.
I say it is absolutely uncalled for to come up to someone and say, boy, that car must really use a lot of gas. I think it's rude. I think it is. I don't want to talk politics with you. I don't even know you. You know, I don't usually like to speak to people I don't know or who haven't been formally introduced. And for someone to walk up to me, okay, while I'm loading groceries, and out of the blue say, boy, I bet you that uses a lot of gas. I mean, how? And I looked at this one woman today. I was at Gelson's. I had turned in, and I got out of the car. It has electric running boards, and I was, you know, I was just kind of enjoying a lot of the features. We have side airbags. And she said, I bet you that costs a lot of money to gas up. And I looked at her, and I said, are you for real? And I walked away. You see, because I'm not a hypocrite like the people who are against the war and still drive their SUVs. I hate them.
Well, the people who are against the war in Iraq and drive SUVs, I mean, you know.
Well, there's those of us who know the soldiers are doing a good job dying and getting, you know, crippled, or and it's bad when they get crippled. Karen's son can barely, he doesn't even know who he is half the time. But at least he can be assured of the fact that I'm having a great time with my life, as opposed to those people who drive SUVs and are against the war in Iraq. I find them, I think, who was it, Jesus said that, Steve?
Are you speaking with your husband?
Yeah. Vomit you out of my mouth is what Jesus said about the hypocrites.
I can hear that TV going, and...
Is it too loud?
It's not too loud. Are you watching Al Jazeera now?
You need to. He's got,
How did you get that?
We have a parabolic dish in our backyard that Steve put in yesterday, so it does get some of the television signals.
It gets Al Jazeera and some other ARAB channels.
It gets Al Jazeera and other ARAB channels that I know about.
You've been working with some VA hospitals, haven't you?
Yes, we have.
What are you doing with the VA?
Steve got a picture of me. It's really a cute picture. It's me waving from my new SUV, and the doors are open. My hair is sort of windblown, and I'm waving. And we took these over to the Encino print. We made about 1,000 thank you cards for the men in the VA hospital. And
so it's a thank you card, meaning I got my SUV because you guys got shot up?
No, Phil, it's a thank you card. I got my SUV because you did your job. You went over to the different countries that the soldiers go to, and you got shot, and that's bad, but look at how well we live. If the soldiers over in Iraq can help us Americans maintain our current style of living, then they're doing their job, and I applaud them. You know, I really, really do applaud them.
Bobby and Steve Dooley with us, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Tell me about the Glen Ridge community. Do you know about this?
Yeah, this is a great example. I've got a great many friends, Phil, over in Glen Ridge. It's a gorgeous development near Mulholland and Beverly Glen, and they are alarmed. They are really alarmed at the younger families that are moving in with these new hybrid cars, these Toyotas and Hondas. A lot of them are moving in without any consideration of property value. Now, I'm all in...
Yeah, but hybrid cars are good. Biodiesel is good. Isn't that what's going to pull us off of that foreign oil?
You know, Phil, I'm all in favor of the biodiesel, but I am very much against ruining the property values by these young couples coming in with their earth-first attitudes. And, you know, the soldiers are supposed to fight to keep us comfortable. They had to close their pool over the summer over there because they're doing construction on the clubhouse. Some of these younger families were complaining because they wanted to bring their loud brats to the pool and further devalue the property. This is what's going on. And all I am saying is this. It lowers property value. It isn't worth it. And I really believe that in many ways, what we want to do is make the statement, I drive my SUV and I'm no longer going to apologize for it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I don't know what the Glen Ridge property value is at.
When you drive SUV, when you drive hybrids, it lowers property values because the neighbors think, the people that are prospective buyers think, you've got a lot of these earth firsters with earth shoes and everything else moving in.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley on the line. She says people that own SUVs are fighting back. They don't want to be seen as individuals who are, they don't want to have to be told that their cars are gas guzzlers, that it's rude to tell them that, that it's rude to walk up to them and say, I bet you it costs a lot of money. It isn't about that. It's about them living well. And the soldiers in Iraq know that. And sometimes soldiers die and get horribly wounded so the rest of us can live well. 1-800-449-8686. I'll be right back. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. It's not news. It's the Phil Hendry Show. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
What is that again?
I know that because they have closed the pool for the summer over at Glen Ridge, a lot of the young families are traveling more in their hybrids, and that is really unnecessary. It's so unfair to punish the older residents there who simply want to have their clubhouse for the fall months where they can play canasta and enjoy, you know, darts and the things that they do. And so the young families drive their SUVs all over the place as if to throw it into their faces. And I think it's wrong.
The hybrid SUVs?
Yes.
And well, what are they throwing into their faces when they throw in hybrid SUVs?
Anyone who drives a hybrid is saying, look at me, aren't I wonderful? I'm not driving an SUV that's a gas guzzler. Look at me, aren't I wonderful? You know, I don't respect what the troops are doing in Iraq. Well, I do. I love what the troops are doing in Iraq, and I try to benefit from it. I live well because the troops, what got shot and all, they want us to.
Okay, I can hear the Al Jazeera.
They're talking about Americans being chicken.
See, right now Al Jazeera is saying the Americans are imbeciles. And that's just wrong. I don't know. Somehow, for some reason, that bothers me.
Yeah, well, for some reason, it might bother me, too. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Rochelle. Hello, Rochelle. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley. We're talking about hybrids and gas-guzzling SUVs in Iraq. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, hello. Hi, Bobby. I'm calling from Denver, Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, traveling in my Ford Expedition,
mm-hmm.
Eddie Bauer.
Mm-hmm.
I live a wonderful lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
I have never had anyone say
mm-hmm.
to me that
mm-hmm.
they would
mm-hmm.
think that I'm driving a gas guzzler. My
well,
brother is an Air Force.
Well, you're lucky. You're very lucky.
He's a
because,
major in the
mm-hmm.
U.S. Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
He flies an air ambulance.
God bless him.
God bless him.
God bless
he had,
him.
He and I have had many conversations about what the soldiers are fighting for,
mm-hmm.
and that is freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Freedom for everyone, freedom
mm-hmm.
of choice.
Mm-hmm.
I am about to die of embarrassment that anyone would think that Americans are dying so that we can shop. That embarrasses me.
Well, wait a minute.
I think
you need to understand.
Shallow. They're fighting for freedom,
mm-hmm.
not to buy SUVs.
Freedom to do what? Freedom is a very nebulous term unless you apply it.
Freedom
to own
a
yes.
hybrid if you choose.
And not
freedom
be embarrassed.
To live a high lifestyle if you choose.
Not be embarrassed to drive a car that uses an enormous amount of oil that, yes, three or four soldiers may die for. But I'll tell you this much. These people that drive Humvees, those are the ones that I, because I know it takes at least four men to die four American Marines to die to get the oil to put into a Humvee. So they should be more embarrassed than us, shouldn't they? What kind of car do you drive?
I drive
a
Ford Expedition.
Are you
I'm driving
saying,
it right,
right
now.
Okay.
I spend about $50 a week on gas.
Okay, that's
I'm
the
not
life.
Embarrassed that I drive
no,
it. No one has ever said
that. And you shouldn't be. You shouldn't be. I
Nor
think
should anyone be embarrassed because of what they drive, whether it's
well,
a hybrid or whatever. We're Americans.
Mm-hmm,
we have the choice to
mm-hmm.
make.
And that's why I tell people who come up to me and say, boy, that must cost a lot in gas. And I'll look at them and I'll say, are you for real? You know something
well,
that's none of your business. I
well,
drive an SUV. I drive the
it.
Cadillac ESV because the American soldiers are over there dying for our right to do that.
Well, but
well,
they're not dying for our right to do
mm-hmm.
that. They're dying
well,
for our
said
freedom
that they were.
Of choice.
You said that they were.
Not for SUVs.
No, I thought you were agreeing with me.
Well, I agree that they are dying for freedom.
Yes, exactly. Is
I
your
don't
brother...
agree that mm-hmm. they're putting their lives on the line
mm-hmm.
so we can shop.
Are you...
I do not agree
yeah.
with that.
Is your brother injured or wounded at all? Because I wanted to
no,
send him...
No, he's not.
We have thank you cards.
With a picture of you standing next to your SUV, are they going to send to soldiers?
Yes.
That are wounded?
I think he would be mortified yeah. if he thought that Americans think that they're over there fighting for their lives so that we can drive whatever kind of cars we want.
Well, I really think you're kind of out of it. You know, I really do because, first of all, we are enjoying our automobiles now more than ever before, and obviously it takes a lot of gasoline to keep these automobiles moving. Now, who is securing our rights to that gasoline? Obviously our soldiers. So I proudly drive a gas-guzzling car. Do you?
I proudly drive whatever
are
I
you proud
to drive.
To drive. Are you proud to drive it? That's all I'm
Not
asking.
Not because it guzzles gas, but because it gets
I
my
am.
Family around and enables
mm-hmm.
us to do the things we want to do.
Well, you said you bought your son a Chevy Tahoe. Is that right, Bobby?
Yes. We bought both of our boys Chevrolet Blazers.
So you're just going all out buying as many gas guzzlers as you can.
Why else are the soldiers over there but for us to live
but
well?
But see, Bobby, that's like
mm-hmm.
the United Americans. They're not over there so we can buy gas.
Yes, they are, and you don't get it. You really don't get it.
No, you
and
are
I really
so
feel
shallow,
sorry.
Honey.
No, oh, listen to you.
Really?
At least I know.
That's unbelievable.
How do you think it's okay? Where do you get the right to drive your SUV?
Because
some soldiers are over there that got blown up.
Choose.
Because the soldiers are getting blown up.
But you're
right.
saying people can't drive hybrids.
No, I think it's embarrassing.
That's hypocritical.
I think it's embarrassing.
All right.
Who have you thanked lately? See, that's the
who
point.
Who have I thanked
All right,
lately?
All right. Rochelle, thank you. 1-800. I don't know what you mean by who she's thanked lately.
I send cards to our American soldiers in the VA hospitals saying thank you. And you see these young boys, they're missing limbs, eyes. One young man I saw was missing half of his face. And I just got into my car that afternoon, and I felt the wind in my hair, and I said, oh, God, God, it's great. And we went off-roading, and I don't know, it gets me.
Okay, I can hear Al Jazeera there. How do you know what he's saying?
We have a
set on script.
It was translation.
Oh, you have translation?
Yeah. He's saying Americans, he's saying all kind of bad.
It's really bad.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. As Bobby and Steve Dooley talk with us about owning an SUV, you shouldn't have to explain to people, you shouldn't have to answer for the fact that it's a gas guzzler. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. God's favorite radio show.
Show. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby and Steve Dooley is with us. Look, Ms. Dooley, you're talking about your right to drive an SUV and the fact that you shouldn't have to apologize for driving a big gas-guzzling car even while men and soldiers, men and women who are soldiers are dying in Iraq, which may well be the case.
Well, you know, the last caller really, really made me angry.
But she made a good point. She said, the soldiers are fighting for our freedom, not for our ability to shop.
Well, I disagree because, first of all...
What, we don't have the freedom to shop for things?
First of all, Mr. Henry, driving hybrids is not what I call the way America lives. That is a group of individuals who are trying to all of a sudden appear, appear as if they're doing the right thing. They're all a bunch of film actors and liberals who decided to go out and get themselves a hybrid so they won't be, painted with this brush of driving a gas guzzler. But that's not how Americans live. We don't drive those cars. We don't live that way. We drive our SUVs. We drive the larger vehicles because they are fun, and I think that's the bottom line. They're just fun. And we don't want any of these individuals who are putting us down, saying we don't have the right.
And well, why not give some of these veterans a ride in the car? Why not?
Why?
Just to thank them.
You're talking about the men in the VA?
The men in the VA hospital, the soldiers say, who are fighting for your right to drive an SUV.
That's that we don't need to thank them. It's their job. It's their job. They don't want us to thank them. They go to Iraq, they go to these countries, they lose a part of their body, their face is mangled or whatever, I don't know. But that's their job. I don't think you get thanked every day for doing your radio show, Phil. It's your job.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Dawn, go ahead, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi. I think that this woman's got a screw loose.
How dare you?
Where do you come off?
You know...
Say no. What
how
do you
dare you
thanking
say
you thank your friend's son, you know, for your SUV because he's crippled and, you know.
But that's their job, Dawn. They go over to Iraq and shoot the enemy.
They go over to Iraq so you can have an SUV.
Well, tell me, why are there so many SUVs then? Oh, don't have an answer for that.
Oh,
well,
yes, I do.
Really? What is it?
People make money.
Hurry,
Nobody's saying that you can't have a SUV.
That's not an answer.
I don't think you're an American.
Oh, that really hurts. Ooh, ouch. Oh, ouch.
Hey,
I don't think you're an American. Well, you know what, Dawn? You sound like you're Lithuanian. I'm listening to Al Jazeera to get information. You might want to try that.
What are you doing, counting how many people have died so you can get a new SUV?
We are keeping a body count of the American soldiers because we did want to break it down mathematically, yes. How many soldiers die for what kind of car?
Oh, my God.
Good God, that is ghoulish. That is ghoulish.
Why is that ghoulish?
Counting how many guys die for what kind of car?
Mr. Hendry, even people that are against the war in Iraq drive SUVs. Sean Penn drives an SUV. He drives a Chevy Excursion. Barbara Streisand buys or drives an SUV. Freedom is.
I'd rather drive the Rolls Royce, but he ain't going to say, well, somebody died, so I can go out and buy a new SUV.
What we're trying to do, well, you can call me all the names you want. That's your freedom. But remember, a man just died in Iraq to give you the freedom to call. Just the word idiot cost one life. I hope you feel good.
No,
I hope you feel good.
Stupid.
Oh, I'm stupid?
Yeah,
that I'm saying to you that one man dies just so you can utter the word idiot. Isn't there a better word you can come up with? A man did give his life for it.
Wait a second. Wait a second.
Freedom is living the way we always live.
Freedom
and
is living to be able to live, not so you can go out and buy an SUV.
You know something?
It's fine. You have an SUV and everything, but don't
do
say
you?
These guys died because they were giving you an SUV, and it's their job to die so you can have
We are simply trying to send to the Ford Motor Company a quantification of how many Marines die in order to gas up one expedition.
But you do take out stock.
Well, you know something? I bet you as soon as you get off the phone, you'll make a phone call to your stockbroker.
Mm. No,
ouch. I'm sorry. Ouch.
Hey, you're not hurting me.
You know, you really think those boys are dying to have us drive Toyota Tercels? I don't think so. That's insulting.
I don't think those boys are dying for anything other than to protect our country from a terror-sponsoring regime that's been dismantled and now a group of individuals that are trying to reinstate it. That's what I think they are doing over there.
Well, then you are so lost. You and this Dawn woman, I feel sorry for you.
Oh, we
all right, Dawn, thank you very much. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over to David on the Phil Henry Show. David, you're with Bobby and Steve Dooley.
My first comment is the fact, you know, the soldiers over there fighting for freedom so people can drive a hybrid. You know, that's part of everybody's freedom. It's like, it's your freedom to drive an SUV. People drive a hybrid because that's what they want to drive.
That's not what America wants.
Gas,
that's not what America wants. America doesn't want to drive a hybrid, David.
Evidently so. They're making them. People are selling them.
What about the people?
People are buying them.
You said these people over the Glen Ridge neighborhood, the younger families.
Those are the people with the brats that want to sit around the pool all day. And the old people, you know, the old people have already said the pool's closed for the summer. You can take your brat to the beach or somewhere else.
What about your brat?
I beg your pardon?
What about your brat? You went out and bought them, what, brand new Chevy Tahoe?
My boys are 17 years of age. They're not brats
right,
anymore.
Yes,
they're young, emerging men.
The only thing they understand is, well, if 8 men die, I can get a bigger SUV. That's ridiculous.
You know what kind of car people drive. You're the kind of man, you want to go and drive an SUV that's a hybrid, huh? Listen to the voice. I want you to listen for just one moment. Listen to the voice of your master.
You know, it's ridiculous.
Right there, do you hear that?
You try to be American.
Wait, I don't understand, Bobby, what your point is. You know, you're saying that...
You're an imbecile.
I'm an imbecile. All you can do is call me a name. Well, I know you are, so what am I?
You're so far out of touch with reality, you have to come back to the real world.
You're talking about driving an SUV because you have that right and you feel good when you're guzzling gas because you know the soldiers want you to live that way. Because
the soldiers are fighting so that when I come home at night, the man that I love isn't sounding like this. Okay?
I'm surprised he's not sounding like this, but it's goofy. Because aren't you funny?
Oh, Jesus H, sweet living.
All right, David, thanks for your call.
Good God, they get lamer, don't they?
Ms. Dooley, you and your husband both, and I'd like him to turn that Al Jazeera off, if you don't mind.
You know, we're trying to inform ourselves.
Well, I can't hear anything. You keep turning it up.
I got a right to listen to what it
was. Yes, sir, you do, okay? But it's you're cranking up the Al Jazeera every time you want to make a point with somebody.
When the Iraqis look to America, they see swimming pools, and they see movie stars, and they see SUVs. Our soldiers are proud of that. They're not proud to fight for a wheatgrass-eating hybrid driver. Oh, God, are you for real?
Turn it down, man. It's bummony. Let me go over here to D. Hi, D. You're on the Phil Henry Show. D? No, that ain't D. Hold on for a minute. She's on 3. Hi, D. I hit the wrong line. Go ahead.
Hi, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, right here.
Okay, my name is D, and my son...
Mm-hmm.
Can you be quiet a minute?
I'm sorry. I'm not saying anything. I'm listening to you.
Just stop the... Uh-huh. My son is into Crete, all right? Iraq.
He's up the creek.
I'm joking. I'm talking to the... To the host. I'm
okay,
not
let me, let's
you.
Just let the lady say what she has to say.
I made a joke.
I've heard her on the radio before.
Go ahead.
Can I speak?
Am I stopping you?
Sir?
Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead, Dee.
Thank you. My son is in Tikrit, Iraq, and he is not there, so
hold on, Dee. Turn down the Al Jazeera, please.
They want you to turn it down, Steve.
What about your Nazis?
Go ahead, Dee. I'm sorry.
My son is in Tikrit. I don't like her speaking for America. I am America. My son is in that country, not so she can drive an SUV. Let me finish. She's in that country to defend our freedom.
Well,
I have no
heart.
Problem with her being financially secure.
Well, thanks to him, I've got a new DVD system in our Cadillac.
All right, let Dee finish.
I'm not saying anything.
You are interrupting.
I'm going to hang up if I can't talk.
You're interrupting the lady.
I really like your show.
Are you going to hang up, Dee? Are you really going
to
hang up?
If you don't be quiet, Ms.
Like
Dooley, I'm
point.
Going to put you on hold, Ms. Dooley, if you don't be quiet.
Fine.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
My son is in Tikrit.
Turn that down, please.
Okay.
Go on,
he is there to protect our country. I have no problem with anyone being financially secure. That is totally another issue. I have no problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
I have no problem with what people drive.
Mm-hmm.
But I do not like someone speaking for America when I am America, and my son is not there to drive your, so you can drive your SUV. My son, who I just got pictures from today, is over there to protect our country.
Is he still
and
alive?
I think that you are an ugly American because
oh my God.
Of what you have said about why my son is in Iraq.
You know,
and that's
really
all
terrible.
I want to say.
Of course. Then you want to run away and not hear. Yeah, she's so gutless. I hope her son doesn't share her courage. Well, you know, Dee, let me just say this.
That's a terrible thing to say.
Let me just say this. If women like Dee had their way, this is the voice of America.
Turn it down now. Turn it down. Guy's driving me ape listening to him.
Oh, don't dig the ragheads, do you?
No, I don't particularly like that kind of raghead, no. Here is Eric. Hello, Eric. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Yes, sir.
Yes, first I'd like to say that I am in the Army. And
oh, thank
the lady
God.
On the phone,
mm-hmm.
How dare you associate a young man or a young woman giving their life or part of their body and associating that with an inanimate object like a car? That is absolutely absurd.
But it's a symbol.
And
it's a symbol
the most
of something
thing I've ever heard.
It is a symbol of our ability to be mobile.
Of your SUV to someone in a hospital. Most
sir.
People, I've been in the Army 14 years, I make $32,000 a year. How dare you say we're there so you can drive an SUV?
Aaron, can yes. I say something?
Sure.
If people like you have your way, your commanding officer will sound like this in the morning.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Will you stop with that?
You have two sons. They're 17, correct?
Yes, uh-huh.
Have they signed up for the draft?
They're 17, Eric. They do not sign up till they're 18.
Well, yeah, they can join the Army at the age of 17.
Well, not without their... Not without
the Army
no, no.
Your SUV?
No, of course not, because some boys are meant to go into medical school.
Yeah,
because
you're an arrogant, pompous ass to say that. I mean, listen, do you listen to yourself?
Listen, I went over to Karen's home. I saw her son. He was wounded in a...
and you're first
she said
that.
The vehicle was exploded. And I said...
Yeah, you referred to him as a that.
No, I said look at it.
No,
look
said,
at
no,
it.
There you go. You just said look at it as a person.
Well, I
as
mean my
soldier
God.
Who sacrificed his body so you can get on your phone and call a radio station and run off at the mouth about whatever you want.
No, all I said was, yes, I said look at it because it can't hear me. I mean, he can't hear me.
Well,
so,
listen to you. Listen,
it can't hear
you're,
me.
You're...
But I said
you.
To Karen, I said, Karen, look at
you,
what
you
it got
any,
us.
Do you think any soldier gives a damn about what type of car somebody drives? Hell no, we don't. We don't care about what kind of clothes you wear. Do you really think we're over there fighting so
you
can drive
an SUV? I brought my
no.
son Seth with me.
We are over
and
there fighting
high-fived
for
it.
The guy standing next to us.
He high-fived
we are over
it.
There fighting so that they can have a better way of life.
Well, that's what the SUV represents, the better way of life, and the hybrid represents a regression to the Arab fundamentalism that we are so desperately trying to avoid.
How do you associate an inanimate object with anything? It's a car. Who cares what you put in it to fuel it? Who cares how big it is? Who cares how fast it goes?
You know what? Here's how I spell better life, SUV. Here's how you spell better life.
Turn it off, man! If I hear that raghead again, I'm going to go nuts!
You are
raghead.
A jerk. I mean, you really need to sit down
you're
and
very
listen to what you're saying.
You heard Mr. Hendry refer to that Arab as a raghead, and now he has problems with the FCC. And
go ahead and call the FCC. Do you think I care? Do you think I care?
Eric heard it, and Eric will back me up, that you called
yeah,
that man
I can care.
A raghead.
I can care less. You can call... What you said, associating... A human being, an American soldier with an SUV, that is the most ignorant thing I have ever heard.
I'd simply like to say to our soldiers, thanks so much
but don't
for
that is
thanks
the most
so much for 9 miles a gallon.
Eric,
thank you for... Eric, thank you for... Turn it off, will you? Eric, thank you for calling, all right? Turn that guy off!
I think he's fascinating. I'd rather listen to him than you, Mr. Henry.
This is Eddie Hayes in Baghdad. This is the number one talk show in Baghdad.
Get it off of here.
48 شهيد في كل الفلوجة لهذه الليلة فقط بلغ عدد الجرحى 103
What's he saying?
منهم جروحهم وإصاباتهم خطيرة مختلفة
American Idol, 9 Eastern
Turn it off Oh my God, nothing would want me to pull my own eyeballs out of my skull like listening to just a non-stop streaming thing
that,
you get it off of there Listen to a non-stop streaming bunch of that Bobby and Steve Dooley, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Talk Radio's prodigal son.
All right, hold on for a minute. What is that?
Phil, you are listening. Steve, turn it off. You are listening to the sound of Hockey Night in Canada. The hockey playoffs are on, Phil. We're big hockey fans, even though we live in Southern California. And I can tell you, this is one of the reasons why our soldiers are in Iraq fighting against the terrorists and everything like that. So we can watch hockey and enjoy our SUVs, and I love the sound of that. Seth made this really nice poster with his computer on Photoshop, by the way. He superimposed me with my Cadillac driving along a road into Crete, flipping Saddam Hussein the bird. And I think it's just charming.
All right, I got a quick phone call here from Tony. Go ahead, Tony. Tony, not there? All right. I can only tell you this much, Ms. Dooley. For everything that you guys are talking about...
Hold on for a minute. Hockey Night in Canada's on.
What's Hockey Night in Canada got to do with Americans fighting in Iraq?
Hold on. The Mighty Penguins are playing tonight, Phil, so we want to...
The Mighty Penguins, huh?
Oh, my God. The Mighty Penguins are playing the Chicago... Big Leafs or something.
Okay, so the Mighty Penguins are playing the Chicago Fig Leafs tonight, so...
They're gonna get going. Or there's this. What are you gonna listen to, Phil? This? Or this? Frankly, I'd take Al Jazeera. I mean...